You're listening to the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 33. Welcome to the All Day Rock Off Podcast, episode number 33. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Rock Off Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, we have another interview with Jason McCarthy, who is the founder of GoRuck. We talk about how GoRuck closed up their 2017 year and some of the amazing stuff they're already getting done in 2018. In addition, we look forward a little bit into some of the events that GoRuck will be coming out with later this year. This is a pretty relaxed interview, and it was just great to talk with Jason on the phone. So I really hope you do enjoy this. Before we get into the interview, as always, I wanted to give thanks to those who have left reviews on Apple Podcasts and our Facebook page. This week, we've got a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts left by Neil, who says, "I discovered this podcast about a month ago and immediately realized that I needed to go back and listen to every episode. Brian does a great job getting guests involved in all facets of the rucking scene, and his enthusiasm for rucking is evident in every podcast. Looking forward to more great episodes in 2018. Thank you so much for leaving that, Neil. I hope you've enjoyed some of the episodes that we've had so far in 2018. We've got a lot of great ones lined up, and we've already had some really good ones. So I can't wait to see where this year takes us. Thanks for listening to the back catalog. There are some just awesome interviews back there. So if you're just finding this show, or if you just found this a couple episodes ago, do look back at some of the older episodes, because there are some really good interviews with people who are just pillars in the GoRuck and rucking community. Neil, thank you so much for taking the time to leave that. And again, thank you to everyone who has left a review so far. If you enjoy this podcast, I would love if you would take a few minutes and leave either a review on Apple Podcasts or on our Facebook page. You can search for All Day Rock Off on Apple Podcasts or All Day Rock Off on Facebook, and we show up on both of them. They're always motivating to read, and I really do appreciate them. As always, if you want to support the podcast financially, we've got gear available in the All Day Rock Off store at alldayruckoff.com/store. Thank you so much for all of the continued support, and I'm very excited about this. Here's the interview with Jason McCarthy. Today, I'm chatting with Jason McCarthy, who is the founder of GoRuck. I'm very excited to have him back on the show, and I just can't wait to get going because we have some awesome topics to get into. Jason, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm ready to dive in.
Awesome. So to start off, happy 2018.
Yeah, it's another great year. Life's good.
It is. Life is good. And I'm very excited to get going into 2018.
Yeah, your family's grew in 2017. My family grew. It's great. Life's good, you know. GoRuck Nation's grown. Meet more people, more adventures. It's a pretty good time.
It is. I'm excited for this year, and I think it's going to be really fun. Before we dive into 2018, it's been a couple months since we talked about 2017, which was also a huge year for GoRuck. There were major changes, major additions, just lots of really cool stuff going on last year. The first topic I want to get into is the service action requirement, which it's hard to believe that it's not even a year old, but it was just introduced in 2017. So for those who are listening and don't know what the service action requirement is, it's a requirement for GoRuck light, tough, and heavy events. And it's an action that your team must accomplish either before or during the event that does some good in the community. So examples that have happened are like canned food donation drives, cleaning headstones, and obviously donating cab fare to a charity at the end.
Yeah. So by the way, I'll get into that. My least favorite is donating cab fare, right? So it's not that that's bad. That's fine, right? But I think that we as a nation and we as communities are best when we find something and we give our time to it. We pour a little, we do something. It's easy to write a check. I mean, $1, $2, some people it's, you know, Bill Gates, it's billions of dollars, right? And God bless him for that. It's awesome. But, you know, he also pours a lot of time into the stuff that he does. And you know, it's sort of, the goal is that people come together and find something that matters to them in their community. So we've seen things that have required a lot of time, and we've seen things that have required a little bit of less time, you know? I mean, dropping stuff off at a homeless shelter, lots of us have too much stuff. And if you said, hey, you can do something great for someone if you donate some jackets to a homeless shelter, fantastic, let's go do that, right? But so much of the value that we get in life is in being something part of something that's bigger than ourselves. And so we just want to further encourage that. And it's not overwhelming, the GoRuck challenges. It's not sort of all of this time and all. It's, you know, these are service actions, not sort of enormous experiences, but it's the thought that counts, and it's then turning that thought into actually doing something. So it's gone well. I mean, there's been, you know, no real pushback, right? I mean, how do you push back on that? So that's been a good addition to us. It just sort of strengthens the community and the values that we hold dear.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. The donating cab fare, GRTs have been doing that for years, right? I mean, all the way back to 2011, 2012, I remember donating the cab fare after the event, but it doesn't really bring the sense of community together that I've seen some service actions do. So my follow-on question to this was going to be, service action's been around for 10 months, and what are some of the actions that you've heard about that have really made you smile and say, yes, this is why we added the service action component?
Yeah, I mean, sort of the one that I was a cadre in Spokane. And so this is the one, I mean, if I would have read about this and hadn't been there, it probably would have hit home. But it just so happened that this was the one. And, you know, the class organized donating a bunch of items that were important for this home for, I think the requirement was something like single mothers under the age of 20, right? So with their kids. And of course, my mom was 18 and 5 days old when she had me. So she was barely 18. So it really hit home. And, you know, they organized it. I didn't even know really during the event. I didn't hear the story exactly. Oh, we're going to go donate some items to this great cause. Okay, great. Fantastic. That sounds awesome. Where are we going? Looked at a map recon. Great. That's fantastic. Went there and then just sort of saw some of the moms and saw some of their kids and saw the lady who was running the shop. And, you know, it was really cool to be able to donate the stuff that the team had put together there, because I was what, 38 or so when that, it was after my birthday. So I was 38 when that happened, you know, and what, 7 years ago, that could have been me. If life would have been different, I would have been one of the little kids running around in a diaper or something in the front lawn. Who knows, right? So that really hit home really, really a lot.
Yeah, that makes, I mean, total sense. And I think one of the big takeaways from that is, and I guess a story I'll tell in a second, is that actually, you know, being there and going to it and seeing everything, that adds just another layer to that service action. So when I did the Santa Ruck back in December, we got a ton of toys together. We put it on this giant wooden sleigh that had GoRuck painted on the side, and it was really cool. It was fun, you know, getting all the toys together, and we knew where they were going. It was to the Ronald McDonald House, but it wasn't until we actually got to the house and we, you know, saw the families with the kids looking at the Christmas lights, at the Christmas tree, that everything really started to hit home on what we were actually doing.
Which is awesome. I mean, you know, it's sort of, again, yes, donating money is cool, right? You write a check, but does it change your heart at all? Does it make you want to go do more stuff? I mean, there's room for both in life, right? I've done plenty of things where it was just, hey, I can't be there, but I'll support it some other way. And, you know, but the things that really change us, that impact our lives are when we do something and we see something and how it impacts someone else's life. So, you know, the goal is that someone spends a couple minutes or, you know, a few more than a couple minutes and actually feels something that inspires them to go find a greater cause to serve that only strengthens their community, our communities, and our nation.
And that's such an awesome goal. I love it. I'm glad you guys introduced it in 2017, and I'm excited to hear even more stories in 2018.
Yeah, me too.
So moving on from the service action, since last time we talked, there's been just a couple gear releases from GORUCK. The largest, not just in size, obviously, is the GR3. That thing's been in the work for ages. How does it feel to finally have that out?
You know, I mean, the funny part is it's kind of, so I've heard kind of musicians talk about this where they're, by the time the album comes out, they're sort of so far removed from the process of the album that they're already working on something else. And so full disclosure, it always kind of feels like that around here, except in this case, you know, I've gotten to use it a few more times since it came out, and it feels good to get things out, right? I mean, to say, hey, this is out there in the world. What do you think? And, you know, we believe in our process and our sort of all of those things, right? I won't bore you with too much of that, but we believe in what we do. So it does feel good to get it out there. And the, you know, response was good. It's a big ruck. It's awesome for travel. It's different than GR2 in a lot of ways. And I think that we've only scratched the surface in terms of showing people how to use it best, which is an important part of the conversation. So, you know, I would expect to see more accessories, not immediately. We're not working on any right now, but more accessories over time, except for on the firearms line. So I guess some that have sort of the Velcro backing in them. It's a neat form of compartmentalization and all that gear dork stuff that Molly doesn't really allow, because Molly's just really difficult to work with, but it's very stable and secure. So Velcro on the interior is a really cool thing because it lets you sort of mix and match whatever you want, accessories that are let you put your stuff how you want it, right? Which is cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Molly definitely has its place because once it's in there, it's not going anywhere. But there's just something about the Velcro, you know, you can easily reconfigure how you've got everything set up. You can travel one way. And then you get to your destination, you can rip all the pouches out and reassemble them for how you do your daily carry. And then you can quickly put it all back together when you're traveling out.
Yeah, like here's a good story. So I went and rucked a mountain in Montana, which, by the way, hiking is just rucking in the mountains. So I went hiking and, you know, I brought up I think 24, 40 beers, whatever it was, right? And we got to the top and we drank them all, or almost all of them. We tried to drink them all, right? I know, do or do not, right? But we tried to drink them all. And on the way down, you know, my load was a lot lighter. And I also just had different sort of space stuff. So I ended up having a bunch of cameras and some other stuff. And I took the pockets and moved them around to the top so that, you know, the new heaviest stuff was at the top. And it was just really easy that morning that we woke up. And then we rucked down the mountain and, you know, went about the rest of our day. It was awesome. But it was really easy in the interior to reconfigure stuff in a way that I never would have adjusted if it would have been Molly.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So I've bought some of that Velcro tape. And I've glued it onto some pouches for my shooter rack. And so I've got a decent modular camera set up now for that. But yeah, you can't beat the versatility of it.
Cool. Glad you're experimenting. That's how we all get smarter.
Yeah. I mean, that's the joy of GORUCK products right there. So in addition to the GR3 coming out, you guys also launched at the same time the GR3 compression tough bag. I got one with my GR3. Is that tough bag going to be replacing the current version of the tough bag, or are they going to live together?
Yeah, I don't see them living together. It's just not enough sort of from a SKU perspective. So we've had to scale up a lot of SKUs, new SKUs on the apparel front. And I mean, you can have SKU creep, right? So too many SKUs gets really hard. It makes everything more confusing. And so, you know, we're trying to reduce SKUs where possible. So I do not see two tough bags being around. So the compression one is the way to go.
Awesome.
Because you can also use it standalone. So haven't done anything on the compression tough bag yet as far as explain stuff goes. But the heavy amount of R&D time was spent in not wrapping around the whole cinch system, but only giving it part of the compression tough bag. Because if you wrap it all the way around, the problem is that those loops, then they find their way completely removed from the cylinder part of the tough bag itself. And then it looks terrible. You got to fix it every time. It's bad. But when it only compresses, you know, a third or half, whatever it is, of the tough bag, then it sort of stays, the compression straps stay in place and it works. So yeah, that's going to replace the existing.
Good to know. I mean, that makes total sense, right? You should be putting stuff in it that takes up roughly that amount of space, or else you're probably bringing along too big of a bag for what you're trying to bring with you.
Yeah, I mean, the thought being too is that even if you have another ruck, you can use it as a gym bag for dirty clothes or whatever if you want, and put it in the ruck. And if you have too much space, then you can expand your ruck. Or if you're hiking, it was perfect. I went and hiked the Grand Canyon. And hiking is rucking in the mountains, by the way. So I went and hiked the Grand Canyon, and I just have my sleeping bag in the compression tough bag on the bottom of the ruck, and it's perfect. You know, it's lightweight at the bottom, so it's not dragging any of the weight down and stuff like that. And so, you know, another usage is that we saw a world where someone goes backpacking through Europe or backpacking through wherever, and they have that as an accessory. And sometimes people buy souvenirs or whatever the case may be. And if you want to expand it, it will actually attach to the ruck, so you don't have to carry it with your hands. So there's some versatility to it, and I think that we'll see over time that people will like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what's not to like about it? So one of the final major, I guess, additions, so to speak, in 2017 was the creation of the GoRuck Show, which has been awesome. I've enjoyed watching that week over week, and it's great that you guys are, you know, putting them on YouTube so people can find them there too. How has that been going for you?
I mean, first off, I would say it's not execution-wise. Blaine and I are both pretty comfortable. We've both been in positions where we have to talk about really big ideas, and then we have to transition to really small ideas, and, you know, it's been fun. And so that's probably the most important part of it for me and us. And I'll sort of speak for Blaine now. You can ask him separately, but it's been fun. And so, you know, you put it on the calendar and you say, hey, we're doing this, right? I mean, there's nothing bad that's going to come of it. I don't foresee it in its existing state sort of spanning the universe, and this is going to be the world's most popular podcast. It's just, to do that, you have to get Richard Branson, and then you've got to get some former president. You've got to do all that stuff, right? But what we want to do is lead with transparency for the people who know GoRuck and love GoRuck and want us to be successful and want to sort of know what's going on. Because you all are the ones that use word of mouth to get your friends involved. And so, you know, we like to have something that puts our time where our values are, the value being lead with transparency. And so it's been fun internally for Blaine and I to get to do it. And, you know, I found out a lot about him through just shooting the shit with him on the GoRuck Show. And I'm sure vice versa is true. So, you know, as with almost anything, it comes into like how you do in the world, what the world sees is so dependent upon how you're doing in your own life. And if we love what we're doing here at GoRuck, and I do, I mean, I think we do, right? And then that over time really gets communicated to the world. So culturally, it's cool. We get to spend a little bit of time and check in, and we get to talk about whatever topics we want or you guys want us to talk about. And then we always try to throw in some whatever the community wants us to answer, we're happy to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, my experience from it, I've had, you know, two awesome takeaways from it. And the first of that, it's just great to see you guys joking, talking, just having a really good time. I mean, clearly you guys are having fun. Because you can see it, you know, through the video, and it just, I guess, I don't want to say reassures, but like you said, you know, leading with transparency. I mean, the people in that video, that's you and Blaine. Like, I've hung out with you guys. That's you guys. So it's great that you've got an avenue to just, you know, be yourself and talk to the community and go through the topics that either you guys have got or the community, you know, presents. And then the second piece is that it's just been awesome to have like a consistent check-in, I guess, where people can, you know, show up and ask questions. And I know you guys have always answered a couple at the end, and it's been really cool to see.
Yeah. I mean, the worst thing I think that happens is that people forget that we're human, right? I mean, I think our why, the magic is in the why, right? I mean, it's really hard to consistently execute because, you know, it requires a commitment to explanation, and it requires a commitment to putting yourself in front of the jury of, you know, y'all's opinions, right? Which matter infinitely. That's sort of how business works. It's how life works too, but it's really how business works is that you all get to vote every single day. And so the why we're doing stuff, I mean, that's important for first for us to know, and second off for us to communicate. So we're happy to do it, and we do have fun doing it. So that's a double win.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely feels like a double win watching it. So is there any time frame for when that will be out in audio file?
You know, I guess there was some delay in terms of how you go to iTunes or something. I don't know. Not my lane. I think I heard mid-January, which it's already mid-January. So I got to think someone's beating on the doors in Cupertino. We'll see.
Yeah, it's a little initial hurdle, but once you get in, it's all good.
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
So then there'll be a big dump of them, you know, hey, here's a bunch and, you know, that'll be cool.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I mean, it's just, you know, podcasts are nice because you can listen to them on your drive to and from work on the bus.
Yeah, and you really don't need to look at our faces, really. I mean, we're having too much fun. You're driving in your car. You don't want to watch us drink beer and stream it on your whatever. Just download it and just know that we're drinking beer, having fun.
I'm jealous enough as it is. I don't need to see you guys drinking the beer. Especially if you're listening to it, you know, driving to work. So here you are driving to work and these two guys are having a blast. So is there anything else you want to talk about for 2017?
Basically, I mean, I spent a ton of time on our apparel lines and so expanding those and all that stuff. I mean, it's one of those sort of laying the foundation things, and it's that went really well for us. Like apparel is grown a lot, and you know, I think it's a testament to sort of the team that's building it and the designers and our commitment to sort of simplicity and just sort of staying true to our roots of the Baghdad, New York City GR1 vibe of, hey, this can fly in a lot of different environments and it's built to perform. But, you know, it's also really expensive stuff. So, you know, it's double-edged sword. Sometimes you get what you pay for. At least that's the hope. And that's our goal. So that was a lot of my time, though, in 2017. I mean, I would say I spent more time on apparel than anything except for sort of managing the business of sorts.
Yeah, 2017 really seemed like the year of apparel for you guys. I mean, you were just talking about SKU overload. I can't even imagine. I mean, like one new pair of pants in four colors, all the sizes, that's got to be, you know, somewhere in the 30s in terms of SKUs.
It's a lot. Yeah. I mean, and it's why if you go Google why you should not start an apparel brand, I mean, it's a real thing. And yet, you know, I mean, the community has done historically supported us a lot. And, you know, I think that time is showing that it's really good stuff. Right. I mean, and if it's out of your price range, hey, I get it. I mean, and that's kind of the deal, right? Like it's really expensive.
It is.
I pay a lot more for it. We pay a lot more for it at GORUCK than a lot of stuff that you go buy at REI at full price. So, you know, I mean, it's just like part of it is what it is.
And it's quality too. I mean, I bought a new pair of challenge pants and a new pair of simple pants just so I could get up comparison posts. But I by no means needed to make those purchases. The original challenge pants I've have, which I mean, I think I've taken them through double digit events now. I mean, they look brand new. The only thing that's got any wear on them is the printed internal label, because that first version had the printed label, new version's got the sew-in.
Yeah, which we changed, of course, because we like things tough and we don't like anything to fail. So we like to fail quickly, and we failed on the internal labels of the version one challenge pants. You can take me to task for that. But yeah, we like the American flag in them and stuff like that too. So it's been fun. It's been a lot of work in a great way. You know, if you like who you work with, it doesn't really matter how hard it is.
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, especially the position you're in, you like who you work with and you like what you're making. So what else is there?
Yeah, it's great.
So coming into 2018, I guess some of the biggest news so far has been the release of the Rucker version 2. So congrats on getting that launched and out the door.
Yeah, that was a couple of years later. It felt like we were working on that one forever too. It's just, you know, taking something and making any changes takes a lot of time. And you know, the old adage, time is money, and it is. It's not just money from a direct cost, it's money that you can't spend on other stuff. So, you know, we try not to tinker with stuff unless we really need to, but we just sort of saw a need on this one, and it's 2.0 is for more people, it's better. And I'll put myself in that category. I mean, look, I don't have to go to the website and buy one, right? And I still have my V1 Rucker, which is great. But if I'm going to go do an event, I'm going to do it with the 2.0 for sure. It's better. Period, the end.
Period, the end. So for those who are listening and haven't had a chance to check out the version 2 of the Rucker, the major change that was made is that there is an elevated ruck plate pocket now. So the rock plate doesn't go straight to the bottom. It's like this awesome elevated pouch so that when you put it in there, it's off the lower back. Jason's got an awesome video that he just shot today on Facebook Live. So I'll link to that in the show notes. But between that, there's the D-ring added for the bladder holder, which is awesome, reminiscent of what's on the GR3. So
yeah, we sort of paralleled that development a little bit. I mean the big consideration was I don't love making things that are specific. And so we had a toy, you know, in the pocket at the top of the rucker at first glance is specific, right? I mean, it will fit the Expert 20 or the Expert 30 ruck plate perfectly. Cinch it down, you flip it upside down, it's not going anywhere. It's perfect for a go ruck challenge, right? So, you know, the thought process was, well, you can actually throw other, say you want to use a rucker as a gym bag, you can actually throw other stuff in there as well. So, you know, we like you to take the gear and make it yours. And so, you know, you can put plenty of other stuff in there and you will. So, you know, it felt better about it in that regard. And, you know, the Rucker 1.0, I'm kind of sentimental. I got the first one of those, go figure. And it's, you know, it's got my cool little R&D label in it. And I look at it, I did my first ever Go Ruck challenge wearing that one. And it's awesome. But, you know, frankly, this one's better. 2.0 is better.
I'm excited to get mine. I already got it on order and it should be fun.
I remember last time the only almost hard question you gave me was about the embroidered spearhead on the rucker, right? And
yep.
This one, it's on the Molly. And, you know, look, you know, hey, sometimes you got to get the people talking, right?
Yeah. So what
change things up a little bit.
It's funny you bring that up too, because the views are so polarizing. So on Reddit, I don't know how any other way to say this, but it just seemed like you guys got, you know, people just like shit on the spearhead being sewn into the bag. And then on Facebook Live today, there were just tons of comments. Oh, the spearhead on the bag's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, I mean, different strokes for different folks, man. And here's what I know, though. The people that know us at all, right, that take the time to criticize, they usually are the ones that love us the most. And if not the very most, unconditionally, like mom or something, then just one rung below that. And so, you know, I mean, look, it's just sort of dealing with those people like humans and saying, look, this is the thought process. You can like it or you can not like it, but this is the thought process. And GR1's not any different, really, since the beginning. And, you know, like GR1 is GR1. The rucker, hey, you might see some changes. So there's that. I mean, I'm definitely here. Let me be really clear. Definitely not ruling out bringing back embroidery at some point. It's just not on the production cycle right now, you know? So right now the spearhead's in the bottom Molly. Personally, I prefer that. Personally, you know, GR1 was also our first rucksack and it has zero external branding. So that's my style. But I also love what the spearhead stands for and I love what it means. And I mean, I believe in Go Ruck and the values that we hold dear. So I'm also happy to rep the spearhead and big ass spearhead t-shirts and all that kind of stuff too. So, you know, we're all complex and it's fun. I like both those communities, but they are different. Reddit and Facebook they're just different. And I like that they're different.
It's nice, right? You definitely get different opinions from both spots.
Yeah. I mean, the gear dork stuff can happen on both, but you know, Reddit likes to go a little deeper most of the time on that stuff anyway.
So if you're listening to this and you haven't been to the Go Ruck subreddit, you can hit that up at reddit.com/r/GoRuck. And you can see what we're talking about there.
It's fun. It's a lively crew. Kudos to James Vreeland for kind of easing me into it a little bit. I like that dude a lot.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great spot. And I'm glad someone got you in there.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I had this on the question sheet, but it sounds like I already got the answer. I was wondering if the original Rucker is ever going to be making a comeback or if everything moving forward is going to be Rucker version 2.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, the embroidered spearhead at some point, maybe. I just don't really see. The V1 is, it's not a bad, like, it's great. I did my first event with it. I really liked it. This, I just, 2.0 is, as we say, more better, or as Bomber says, more better for more people. So I don't see the 1.0 coming back. I mean, yeah, 2.0 is good.
Maybe like a 10-year anniversary throwback rucker.
Hey, never say never.
So you mentioned in that video today that you shot that in 2018, did you say you're signed up for 15 events that you'll be running?
No, I think I said a few.
A few? Okay.
But I am doing, okay, so here's a big event. So we are doing a 50 miler, a rucking 50 miler only, 20 pounds, meaning 20 pound of ruck plate and or the equivalent. And we're going to start that out in DC. I don't know when exactly it's going to be. Thinking early summer, it could be as late as fall. But yeah, and the cutoff is 20 hours, which is very, very doable. So yeah, but looking forward to doing that. I've never rucked 50 miles consecutively like that. So I'm excited to do that and see how it goes.
That should be awesome.
Yeah.
You might not know. Didn't Palm Beach Rucking Crew just put on a 50 miler? They're rucking for GBF?
I did. Yeah, I think that's right. I think I did see that. So I'll have to get some, you know, foot care tips and stuff from them, ask them which boots they war and
when I first saw that I thought it was a typo. I thought it was 5.0 and they just forgot the period.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, but we sort of wanted, I mean, I don't know, everyone gets to vote with their wallets, of course, but and more importantly their time, which is, you know, I've done some challenges, lots of us have done some challenges, lots of us have done other challenging things. And yeah, I think it's time to focus on longer rucking. I mean, that's a new challenge. 50 miles. I've never done it. And I've done a lot of rucking in my day. And so, you know, I want to check that one off. And I think that more people will want to do it because they've never done it. And it will be mandatory buddy pairs, stuff like that. So it's, you know, other details you'll see at launch. But this is sort of a historical thing. I mean, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, JFK, the 50 miler, you know, we just want to take it up a notch with 20 pounds on your back. So, and sort of institutionalize and standardize it. And I think it's going to be great. I mean, it's going to be great for me because I'm going to do it. And I'm really looking forward to it.
That's awesome.
And Blaine's going to join. Blaine's going to join as well. He's going to do it.
Is he going to be your buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was up in DC. And there were a couple other this past weekend, and there were a couple other guys up there. I sort of gave them the same warning order I'm giving you now about the 50 miler in DC. And then we'll expand it to lots of different places. But I could sort of see them saying, yeah, that would be cool. I've never done that. You know, hey, I've never done that. Sounds like a terrible idea. When do I show up? You know, and so, you know, it's cool. And it's not too much weight. I mean, 20 pounds. So you'll probably have 30 total on your back, really, when you factor in water and, you know, a snack or two. You can stop and eat if you want, whatever, all that kind of stuff. So it'll be cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to see how that develops. And it's exciting to hear that you might bring that to other locations as well, because that sounds like, you know, just another new challenge. There are a lot of people who have done multiple lights, toughs, heavies, and I mean, 50 miles, 20 hours.
Yeah, 20 pound ruck plate, I should say.
Yep, and then plus water, plus food. So if you're listening, bring water and bring food because you'll need it.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So that's coming in 2018. Other things for 2018, Constellation completely changed up. That's exciting.
Hey, I feel good. I hope you got, I mean, my vote doesn't really matter that much anymore, you know? I mean, you guys get to show up. So, I mean, you know, as promised, you know, Constellation is more along the urban survival route. It's all rooted in sort of our special forces cadre, what we're able to teach people, you know, this line about building better Americans, we hold that dear. So, you know, a different scenario than maximum physical challenges, and it's more skill-based and it's urban and it's a good time. My dad did it in Cincinnati this year. I mean, he's been in a couple of motorcycle accidents and stuff. He almost died. If the EMTs wouldn't have seen him get sideswiped into the guardrail in West Virginia in, I think, 99 or something, like he would have been dead. He had a femoral bleed out. Anyway, he can't do a GORUCK challenge, right? But he did Constellation, and it's like, yeah, it was cool, man. You know, like, brought some buddies. They all did it from his print shop, and they all did it. And, you know, it was something fun to do with his friends, and they learned some stuff, and cool, right? So we're excited to bring that, and that's just different running parallel to the challenge.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely, you know, different from the challenge on almost all accounts.
Yep.
So, and it's great, that urban survival aspect. I guess back in 2017, there was a beached beta, but there was also the beached tough beta and beached light beta over in Traverse City, which kind of seemed like a survival-esque version of, you know, the light and tough events.
Yeah. And last I checked, I think some of those are coming out at some point soon. I'm not sure the date, but, you know, more maritime based. So cool.
Is it officially renamed Poseidon yet? Or is that,
you know, I'm not going to say officially, but I think so.
Okay. So there's a chance that those, Tough and Light events are going to be coming out of beta for 2018?
Yes, they're coming out. Some cobwebs upstairs I got to kick out. I'm not exactly sure beyond that. But yeah, they're coming out soon.
Nice.
There's been some debate about how to launch them is what I'm getting at. Where do they belong in the hierarchy of things and all of that type of stuff? So I think it's more survival series, and survival series are Constellation plus these other kinds of series, right?
That's what it feels like, right? So you've got Constellation's urban survival. You've got this beached slash possibly Poseidon event, which is water survival, and then possibly who knows, mountain survival, or I mean, you could go anywhere, right? Desert survival, yeah. Rainforest survival.
I think that's right. Yeah.
So who knows what those will be called, but it would make sense, right?
I actually know who knows. They're just not in the room with me right now. And I could guess, but I don't. We tossed around a lot of different things. And anyway, I can't give you 100% yes or no. So they're launching soon, though, which is cool.
Awesome. So 2017, I mean, that definitely felt like the year of apparel in a sense. From this conversation, it's kind of seeming like 2018, at least the start, might be the year of survival events. Is there?
I would say part of it. I mean, survival plus rucking. And then, you know, we've got women's apparel that's progressing really nicely. I promised the Badass Babes community that we would have it in 2018. I'm going to hit a home run on that one from the standpoint of timeline anyway. Y'all get to determine the output. But, you know, working on all of that stuff, which is great. So a lot of women's stuff, we just don't know how to gauge demand on it is our big problem. So I don't think we're going to make very much, but we'll see. You know, if there is a vote for what we're building, then we'll do what we can quickly to build more. So women's apparel, what else? Rucking events, more kind of survival event. With the GORUCK Challenge, we're seeing a big spike in GORUCK Lite participants, mostly for a lot of reasons. We sort of talked about it a little bit more, but we also lowered the price point on it. And the hope is that the classes get a little bigger. A big light class is just more fun. And that's sort of the vibe we're going for. And it's also the best way to get people into the GORUCK community is through the event side. And I mean, we're always happy if someone sees the gear and says, hey, this is badass and I want to buy it. But we would always prefer to see you than just ship to you. So trying to get more people through the light. And that's the goal. So we'll need your help and everyone's help to kind of wrestle up your friends. And the hope is that, you know, the price point isn't prohibitive and the vibe comes across clearly that it's, you know, it doesn't have to be easy, but it is fun. And so I really personally love the light. It's probably my favorite event to lead. If I had to lead 100 events, I'd probably lead a lot of lights, the majority lights, because they're less disruptive to the weekend. And yet you still get to meet people, do it with friends. You can show up and have a good time. And then you get to reconnect or join this great community of GORUCK. So, you know, I love it. And then sometimes, though, you want more challenges. And then there's other events, right? So, yeah. So now that you've listed off some of this stuff, it's sort of, I start thinking, wow, there has been quite a fair amount of stuff. That's cool.
That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, lights are just, they're so much fun, especially now. Especially now. They got off to a, I don't want to say a rough start. They were a tough start. I remember my first light event was...
That's fair.
It was a difficult event. And so if you listened, I guess just side note, for anyone listening who listened to the last podcast episode, which was with Mickey about GORUCK Constellation, lights are very fun now. Sign up for a light event. Mickey and I went on a kind of a spiral down the original GORUCK light events.
Yeah, it had to evolve. It's sort of at light 2.0 now. Maybe we should call it that.
Yeah. I mean, they're way different than the first 50 or 60.
Yeah, because at that point, the cadre sort of thought, oh, this is awesome. Half the time, let me cram in all of the challenge, right? And so, you know, it had to evolve, right?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I mean, you've got the equation there, right? You've got time and you've got difficulty. And they divided, I guess you've got time, difficulty, and distance. And they divided time by half, but it's like they forgot to divide the other two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they were really fun events. Maybe that's something that can be 2019. It's the retro lights or something where you get the brutality and distance of a tough event crammed into like 5 or 6 or 8 hours.
Yeah, let's do it, huh? Go Ruck Tougher, right? How do you think that would do?
I mean, I'd sign
maybe
up for
really
it.
Well.
Yeah. Yeah, we should beta one. But that's
wouldn't be that hard.
No, no. And you've got, I'm sure, a lot of cadre who would love to get in on something like that. So,
yep.
That's awesome. I don't even remember how we got here, but 2018 is going to be a fun year. That's a fact.
I hope so. I think so.
Stepping back, there's a lot more special events in 2018 than there were in 2017. Or I guess, you know, like types of special events. So that's probably a great way to draw even more people into those lights and tufts now.
Yeah, I mean, part of the thinking also is that it's a forcing function. So if there's a special patch, it implies a special execution, meaning if a cadre shows up and there's a patch that says, I don't know, Moog Mile or whatever the special event is, that's not a good example of a new one. But if it says Normandy or if it says Mob Wars or if it says whatever the case may be, right? It's battle. I almost gave the spoiler alert because I think 2019, we're looking at Battle of the Bulge in the first part of the year because it's cold and stuff, right? But if someone shows up and says, hey, you know, this has a special patch, then you have to do something that is with that patch, right? You can't just have a cadre that says, hey, you know, I'm just going to lead my event my way, which is a good thing. I mean, a cadre having complete autonomy is good in some cases, but you still have to have a left and a right bumper. And so with a special patch, there's just a forcing function to say, hey, build this into the concept that you need to teach someone what the Battle of the Alamo is about if you're going to do that in San Antonio or JFK in Dallas or in Washington, D.C., right? I mean, you need to do the things that make D.C. a JFK type of event. And there are several, right? I mean, JFK is buried there. It's where he took his last communion. It's where he proposed to Jackie at Martin's Tavern, right? Which is the best spot in D.C. It's awesome. If you're ever there, go to Martin's Tavern. Spent a lot of time there with my dogs on the patio and with friends inside. And it's a good spot. So that's really the forcing function, though, is, hey, it is fun. It's more fun for you guys. You guys get to vote with your time. And we have to make sure to deliver on the promise that the patch makes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's awesome how the cadre kind of take ownership of the events and, you know, they definitely deliver because it's just really cool how GORX, you know, set up that way. You've got the list of cadre on the website and then you can see what cadre is going to be at the events and the cadre know this and, you know, participants know this and stories about cadre get around. So everyone's trying to do their best and deliver the best event because it definitely comes back.
It comes back to your reputation too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the most important thing that any of us really has. So, you know, you pour your heart into something and, you know, let the chips fall where they may, but you got to go through that planning process and you got to really give it your all.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of planning process with events, 2017, Mogadishu Mile, those events were amazing. I mean, all the, you know, the veterans at the start of the event. How did you even start planning something like that? That must have been, I mean, something really tough to put together.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we've been running that event for a while now, and we've just over the years met a lot of people who were there, and the cadre know the guys who were there, and there's one cadre Bellman was there as well, and so, you know, it's like people want to share their stories. This is not a crazy concept, you know, the idea of someone's too busy. No, you're not, right? I mean, the idea that someone doesn't want to, some people don't. I've got a really dear friend who was in Mogadishu who has talked to me about a lot of other experiences he had in the military. And he says, Mogadishu is just not what I want to talk to you about because I just lost too many friends there. And, you know, I just got goosebumps thinking about him saying that to me, but, you know, he's not ready to talk about that, but other people are. You know, everyone's experience is a little different and we react to it differently. And so it's pretty therapeutic a lot of times to get up and talk about your story. It's hard, but it's therapeutic as well. And so, you know, people want to do it and we know those guys. And if they want to do it, then great. I want to hear it. I'm going to go to a Moog Mile event and there's going to be someone who is at Moog Mile. I mean, the floor is theirs, you know? And so we try our best to put together as many of those as possible. And the guys that talk. And it is pretty cool to see it pop up in so many cities now around the country where the people who were there are able to talk.
Yeah, it was absolutely phenomenal. I showed up to take some pictures at the start of the event and I had no idea that there was going to be someone there to talk. And so it was wild. And he actually talked a couple times and it was really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, definitely one of the things that surprised me when I showed up to an event in 2017. And I mean, you guys did great with that.
Cool. Glad you guys liked it.
Yeah. You got a lot going on in 2018.
Yeah, you know, it's good.
It is good. Is there anything that's going on in 2018 that we haven't talked about here? I mean, I feel like we've hit a ton of different stuff.
No, I mean, rucking events, women's apparel, some new event series. Yeah, there's a couple other things, but I just don't want to talk about them yet.
Still in the works?
Yeah, still in the works. You know, don't know when they're coming out, not built out at all. So, you know, we'll see where it goes. Might not be for a long time, but because you never know until something's ready until it is. So we'll see.
That's right. I mean, it's absolutely true. And something might feel 50% one day, and then like a week later, you're there and it's ready. And then other items are feel 50% one day, and it's been a year later, and they're only, you know, they only feel 60% then. So you never really know.
Yeah. I try to avoid the latter. Those are not fun projects. And usually those ones end up starting over.
It's been too long.
Yep.
Man, I'm very excited about 2018. Do you have any events on your list already?
Let's see. So I'm going to do this 50 miler in DC. I'm spending a little bit more time in DC, only not a lot of time, but just checking in up there some. It's kind of a good, love the community up there, still have a small little place up there. So get up there from time to time. And it's Capital Freedom, so that's pretty awesome too. So doing the 50 miler up there, might try to lead an event or two up in DC as well throughout the year. Going back to Spokane again, we're going to do that in August. Doing the GRT reunion in Austin in April. And geez, I don't know what else right now. You know, do some stuff if it comes up. Oh, doing the Battle of the Rut Clubs here in, I think it's next weekend or something, or something like that, here in at headquarters in Jacks Beach, Florida.
It's coming up quick.
Yeah, it's coming up quick, you know?
Are you excited about that one?
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about it for the last 20 seconds, but now that I think about it, I'm super excited because there's 120 people or something signed up for it, and that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so for those who are listening and haven't heard of this event, it's called the Battle of the Ruck Clubs, and it's a GORUCK Light event that's happening down at GORUCK headquarters, and there's just a ton of Ruck Clubs coming together for this custom event, and I don't think anyone really knows what to expect yet, but hopefully we can score an interview with Bomber or something afterwards and get the details on what happened.
I think it'll go pretty well.
Yeah, it should be fun. And if it goes really well, maybe we can, you know, replicate it in other cities, because I know there's at least some cities that have a high concentration of rut clubs. I know over, you know, by CARC, there's a number. And
yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, well, I've taken a ton of your time. It's late there. I've got two more questions, and then we can talk about if there's anything else you want to talk about that we've forgotten to talk about. But
shoot, what do you got? You got any hard questions today or no?
Define a hard question, because I can always come up with something.
I don't know. Something that might make me blush. It hadn't happened in a long time, but I bet you don't.
All right, I'll think of something tough. So the first question I've got on here is, 25 liter rucker, is that ever coming back, or do the lucky people like me who own one, do we just have like a gem on our hands?
Well, you definitely have a gem on your hands, but I would say we're in sort of skew reduction mode right now. And I mean, I think we should be using GORUCK Workshop more, right? From the standpoint of it's a pre-sale. It's surprisingly hard. Surprising because I wish it weren't. That's really my definition of surprising, right? It's surprisingly difficult to execute on a pre-sale with, hey, this is when you're going to have it, and then execute that well. I mean, GR3, we had to pull a lot of strings at the end to get it out when we did, and there were a delay. There's always a delay, you know? So when it comes to we have all of these sort of archive of things, and some of them we can modify a little bit or sometimes, I mean, like for, here you go. For instance, the Radio Ruck. We've got, I think, 300 units that we're building right now. And I think they're coming out late Q1, early Q2, something like that. And it's sort of one of those things where, should we do a pre-sale for it, or should we just build a limited stock and see how it does? I don't know. Those are the decisions that we have to make. And, you know, sometimes feels like a bigger thing if it's a pre-sale with more promises and all of that type of stuff. So anyway, I would like to see us use Workshop a little bit more, but not necessarily from the customization standpoint, but from the pre-sale standpoint. It's just, you know, building that a little bit more into our DNA takes time. So the 25 liter rucker, to answer your question, you know, if I were a betting man, I would say at some point probably, but it's just not on our radar.
That makes total sense. And I mean, pre-sales are just tough, right? Because you pre-sale all these items, and now you've got an expectation on a delivery date. And even if you guys can crush everything on your end according to deadlines, I mean, there's just so many other areas, like, you know, the sew shop, the materials, like even as far as like buckle suppliers or something, you know, like who?
There are labels, the wrong labels get ordered, and that's 2 to 3 weeks delay. Those are just realities, you know, yep. And all we can really do is over communicate what that is. And, you know, we thought we had built in a lot of leeway, and we ended up really cutting it close as far as deadlines. So, you know, I mean, that's just where this, the behind the curtain, the relationships with the vendors that build our rucks in California and in Washington State and stuff. I mean, those end up, you have to nurture those all the time. And it's just, you know, we've got a great team that's been doing this a while, and, you know, those relationships keep getting better. They just have to keep always getting better. So we'll see. There's lots of little stuff out there, though, that we're kind of would not hesitate to bring back. It's not like we don't want to sell you guys stuff if you're going to use it and do it. I mean, if we did do the 25 liter rucker, though, it would be an updated version with the updated sort of layout for the ruck plate and stuff. So the V1 internal stuff in the rucker is, I would be surprised if that comes back.
Nice to know. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, like you mentioned, it's just, it's a lot going on. I mean, especially for all those products, every single one you bring back, I mean, that's more time you have to spend on that. And that time just gets shifted away from something else. And
yeah, from something else, something new. And look, these are all problems. I could sit here, we could have a whole show dedicated to problems, and we could have, you know, cheese with our wine and all of that stuff. And that's just, we're not in the business of cheese with our wine. At the same time, it's a fine line between never explaining anything and just sort of pretending that things are easy, which they're not. So what my hope is that this doesn't come across as any type of whining. It more just, or woe is me. That's just not who we are. It's not what we do. It's just more, hey, there's a lot of factors that go into all of this, and this is difficult, and we don't get to control everything. See, that's the other part of it, right? Because the parts that we can control, we're better at those than the parts we cannot control. So those are just the factors that go into manufacturing and all of these other kinds of components to the businesses that we run.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once you're dealing with people who aren't on your, you know, the internal core GORUCK team, then it can always get interesting. So
cool. You had another question.
I did have another question. What was it? Oh, man.
Hey, I do that all the time.
I know. It was there, and then I got too excited about the prospect of another 25 liter rucker, because the thing with the rucker is that, so 20, this is my opinion, and a couple other people have brought it up to me too, but the 20 liter rucker is awesome for tough events. It's awesome for light events, but you know, I've got some friends who come by.
Oh, you're talking about heavy. They borrow
my 25 for a winter heavy.
Yeah, you guys bring too much stuff. Got it.
There you go. I mean, the 20 liters a cap there, right? So make sure you don't bring too much extra junk.
I mean, a part of me wants to just say GORUCK selection, for instance, is 20 liter rucker is required. You can bring your own, or you can just borrow one from us. I mean, it's kind of like a part of me wants to say that, because, you know, we probably won't, but these people bring these big rucks all over the place. I mean, just bring less stuff. It's not that hard.
What's the most ridiculous thing someone's brought to GORUCK selection?
A baguette.
For real?
Yeah, some guy, I think it was a bag. It was a bag of bread and baguette and all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, it's like I've almost seen it all, right? I mean, I'm going to, you know, it was, hey, I'm going to put my meal in a plastic bag for when I can get it or whatever. It's before we just said, hey, bring an MRE. And yeah, someone brought a baguette or something in their bag. I mean, it just never ceases to amaze me how someone can sign up for that event, GORUCK selection, and then not go through the packing list. But I saw it a little bit in Special Forces the Special Forces qualification course. I mean, you see people that aren't really there. They're not really in it to win it, so they don't read the packing list. Oops, you know, no attention to detail. Whoops, right? And just is what it is. So
that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if you're spending, at least for GORUCK selection, if you're spending the money on the, you know, the ticket to be there, that you might want to check over that packing list.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, you would think.
You would think.
So is there anything else you want to cover before we get going? I mean,
Do you think of that hard question yet, or are we ready to break?
See, any question for you that other people would consider hard? I mean, I feel like that just, it just rolls right off you. You've got something, I mean, you are who you are, so.
What, like the hardest, like what's the most condemning thing someone could say about anything we do, and roll that up into a question and then let's talk about it.
Condemning thing. But while I think of the most condemning thing, when is Trek coming back?
I don't think Trek ever even existed, Brian.
It's, I mean, outside of you guys selling Trek on a t-shirt, which is, it's probably just a joke, right? The event that never existed.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I mean, I think Constellation is kind of the feeder to that. And so it sort of depends upon that. I mean, we always lost money on Trek. It was fun. And we're still talking about it. The community, you know, had lots of feedback at the time, but now everyone loves it. It's one of those kinds of events. So, you know.
Charge more for it.
Yeah, I guess.
Limit the number of participants and charge more. Roll it through GoRuck Workshop.
Yeah, something like that.
There you go. Trek rolled through GoRuck Workshop. If you don't hit 20 signups, that's all you're doing, then the event's not happening. And if you do, then we get Trek.
More workshop. I like it.
I mean, I can't think of any condemning questions. Like,
good. I feel you struggling. It's almost like we're at a GoRuck challenge.
I know. I mean,
hey, good, man. I mean, look, here's my point. It's like I would rather just get things out there. If there's some burning question in someone's mind, I mean, people come in here and we've known each other a while, so I'm happy to ask you that kind of stuff, right? People come in to GoRuck all the time and I'm sort of like, hey, how'd you find out about us? I don't want to become removed from the people, you know, like GoRuck Nation. And so that's why I love going to events. I love showing up for Ruck Club this or Ruck Club that. And, you know, you're plugged in to the community. So if there are big things that we should talk about, let's just talk about them. This doesn't have to be difficult, right? Like, we're not sitting here plotting on how to do terrible things and, you know, all everything that comes with that, right? Like, there are a lot of values that we hold dear, and we do our best to live that life, and we're proud of what we're building together. We're proud of all of the miles that people are doing together. We're proud of, you know, how people meet more people and maybe spend a little bit less time in front of a screen and maybe a little bit more time with their friends. And we're proud to see people empowered. That's really fun for us to watch. So, you know, sometimes there's a, hey, why'd you do this? Or, hey, why'd you do that? And it doesn't need to be the elephant in the room. Like,
well, and that's the thing,
if
right?
If there's a question, ask me, you know, and I'm not just saying to you, it's sort of, hey, if there's an elephant, let's talk about it, because there's a reason. And if there's not a reason, then I'll tell you that we either messed up or that's just the way it was or something like that. But that doesn't happen very often. So, you know, there are always decisions that you have to make. It's not always black and white, and it's not always perfect trade-offs. You know, there's a lot of ways to get from point A to point B, but you don't always get to have your cake and eat it too. So, you know, I just see a lot of things out there about, I mean, the easiest one to default to is price or all of these things. And it's sort of like, yeah, you know, you build something really high quality, it costs more, right? I mean, that's kind of the easy example, but it's not it's been around for so long. It's sort of like, I get it, right? It's really expensive. It's just, at this point, it is what it is. And, you know, so I guess my only sort of ask, wish, want of you is, if there are ever big things that come up, the elephants in the room or something, I'm happy to talk about them. I hope there are not, which is sort of what I'm hearing from you. And so that's good. That means that we're doing our job well. And if we stop doing our job well, then we need to take a step back, and then we need to start doing our job better, which usually means over-communicating what the reasons are on things and engaging people at a realer level. So, you know, that's good news.
Yeah. And I mean, I think one of the big things about it is that whenever anyone has an issue, I mean, the place that I frequent probably the most is reddit.com/r/GoRuck. You're there. So someone brings something up and then you're like the third comment on the thread explaining exactly why something happened or why something is the way it is. And it's just been awesome, because I don't think anything's ever able to become an elephant in the room, because you're so tapped into the GoRuck community that.
Yeah, so let's talk about this one. So I was on the Reddit thread. I was actually rocking the Grand Canyon, and I'll say it again, I think for the third time. Hiking is just rocking in the mountains, right? And rocking is the umbrella, hiking is underneath it. But there's this whole thread about, you know, GoRucks email marketing and all this stuff sucks and it's terrible and all this stuff. And that's not one that I really delved into. I found it kind of fascinating. But my initial reaction was to say, the next email will be twice as long. And if you don't like it, unsubscribe, right? I sort of peeled that back a little bit. I never posted anything. But it's more like, look, if there's a lot of people out there and everyone has an opinion, and we're happy to hear almost all of them, right? What it boils down to, though, is if you want strip mall marketing, go find a strip mall brand. And part of the, hopefully it's charm. Sometimes you might not like it. Sometimes we miss the mark. We're not perfect. I'm not perfect, right? But we're willing to wear our heart on our sleeve a bit. We're willing to talk about the values we hold dear. And we're willing to put our time and our money and our efforts and our team's efforts where in what we talk about. And so you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes you'll get an email that's, hey, maybe New Year's resolution isn't the right way to say it. Maybe you should go do something, not be shamed into running more that you're not going to do, or shamed into a $200 gym membership that you're never going to use, or that maybe you should pick a big adventure and do that, which I'm really happy that I'm doing this year, right? And done that kind of without defaulting to it over the past years, so to say. So, you know, I mean, look, I've seen all of that and I read it, right? And sometimes I sort of say it influences me one way or the other a little bit. I mean, I think, you know, with email marketing, I think as a business, as we mature, we probably do need to segment out who gets the monthly national or bi-monthly newsletter and who gets more newsletters. I mean, that's a reasonable thing. Not everybody wants everything all the time. I get it. Some people are more on the periphery, some are on the inside, and you have to segment that out a little bit. Great. I think we're actually in the early stages of rolling that out, if I'm not mistaken. I think there was kind of a note about that in our most recent Rucker launch email. So there's some of that kind of stuff going on. But ultimately, if you want strip mall marketing, go find a strip mall brand, right? I mean, it's always, hey, here's a beautiful picture with a 30% off button, right? What do you stand for doesn't matter, 30% off, right? I mean, stuff like that. The world needs fewer of those brands. And the world needs more brands that stick to their guns, that really have something to say, that have values, that want to share an experience with people that also want to share an experience and like the experience that we're sharing. And so we strive to be one of those kinds of brands and not one of the kinds of brands that, if you can call them a brand, that just, you know, you're on some marketer's email list and that's how they reach you and you can buy if you want, or maybe go to Amazon or, you know, buy the same thing, or you can price hunt and do all of this stuff. I mean, I'm not against a good deal. I get all of that stuff, right? But, you know, I don't aspire to be one of those brands. I want us to really mean something and do something really important and, you know, be a part of a revolution that changes the world, that brings people together more, that gets people out more active, that gets people more empowered. And that's fun for us. So, like I said, the next email might be twice as long and it might have, you know, a picture. It might have none. It might have 12 pictures of monster. It might have 27 pictures of monster. Your data might struggle to load. There might be so many awesome pictures of monster. I don't know, right? Sometimes we want to do something and we do it. That it's pretty simple. So that's really what goes on. And yes, there's other sort of campaigns that are built into a sort of cycle and that's great. And we send those out too, but you know, sometimes things come up and we do those too, which is great.
Do you know what that email reminded me of?
What?
It reminded me of the blog back in like 2012, 2013, when it was just you writing it. I thought it was, I mean, personally, that's what it threw me back to. And it was awesome. And I remember that was just, whenever anyone brings that up, in my head, that's just your writing style. That's just Jason writing. That's, you know, that's how all those posts were back then.
People like it, people don't. Maybe I'll put a few more periods here or there throughout the years. I don't know. Maybe publish something big. Writing a rucking book this year too, by the way. So spending a lot of time on that. But that's sort of the final little nugget, I guess, if you will. But look, I mean, our people are great. I'm happy to have all these conversations. Everybody does have an opinion, but not everybody shares where their opinion's coming from. And so that's sort of the challenge on some of these forums. And I really only deal with two, the Tough Group and Reddit. And Reddit is just 100% anonymous for most of the people, which makes it a different kind of challenge. The Tough Group, it's pretty easy because it's Facebook to figure out who someone is. And so you're responsible for your post to some degree. Reddit, not so much. So look, I like both platforms, but they are different like that.
Yeah, they're definitely different.
All right, Brian, I got to run because I got to get home by 7 or else I'm going to be in trouble. So I'm going to bike fast on the way home. It's been awesome to chat with you, and it's been awesome to connect with GoRuck Nation through you. Thanks, man.
Thank you. It's been great catching up. Get home quick, man. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, bud. Good time.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. To learn more about this episode, please visit the show notes at alldayruckoff.com/podcast/episode-033. To learn more about All Day Rock Off, you can always visit us at alldayruckoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Think we can do something better? Send an email directly to me at Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com, as I am always looking for ways to improve this show. Don't forget, you can check out charitychallenges.org for virtual events that raise some money for just some amazing charities. Right now, we have events supporting the Green Beret Foundation, Team RWB, and Team Rubicon. So charitychallenges.org, check those out. If you want to support the podcast, as always, we've got some awesome gear available on alldayruckoff.com/store. So feel free to check that out. Thank you so much for all the support. And remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.